From Sacramento, the Bishop's Radio Hour with Bob Dunning on Relevant Radio, focusing on today's issues in the context of gospel values. Now, here's Bob.
That's me. Welcome to you on this beautiful day the Lord has made. Appreciate you all joining us here on the Bishop's Radio Hour as we launch our 23rd year on the air. And thanks to everybody who has helped us get here, especially all you, the listeners, and some of our great underwriters and also our great guests. And speaking of which, we are pleased to welcome in Tom Duffy, who is the Vice President of Investment Strategy for Knights of Columbus Asset Advisors. Tom, good day to you.
Good day, Bob. It's great to be here.
Good to have you with us. So you join us all the way from the great state of Connecticut?
Yes, indeed.
Well, it's awfully good of you to be with us. Tell us about Knights of Columbus Asset Advisors.
Oh, sure. It's been a real privilege to work here for the last 7 years since the Knights started a program really based on, I'd say, the catalyst was a single question, and that is, how can Catholics pursue financial security without abandoning their values and their ethics? And so when you think about being able to engage in the public square, engaging in the world, we certainly can't live in a soap bubble. So we've got to get out there and provide financial security for our families, but doing so in a way that doesn't violate our ethics is so important that the Knights built a program that's available for institutions and for individuals to pull together a program that would allow them to pursue those financial dreams without having to sacrifice their values.
Now, it's, you know, years ago at an employer, we were offered a 401k, and there were about 400 different investment options, and all you knew was, well, this one was high risk, but maybe high return. This one was moderate risk. This one was, you know, about 0.5% a year, but it was guaranteed, you know. But they never told us what it was about, you know. And you know, maybe you thought, well, it was just a bunch of peanut farmers that was, and you were investing in them. But so many of them, they've got 50 different fingers in 50 different pies, and some of them you might not like at all.
Oh, exactly. And even to look at the S&P 500,
yeah,
a simple index fund, has lots of names in it that, as Catholics, we just wouldn't want to touch.
Uh-huh.
And thinking that as equity owners, we profit from the activities of
right.
these various organizations, those are things we'd like to avoid.
So how do you do all that? Just a lot of research?
It's a lot of research and a lot of help. I think we really try and triangulate around this based on the bishop's guidelines. So one of the things that we appreciate as finance professionals is we need to stay in our lane.
Mm-hmm.
There are moral theologians and clerics who can tell us exactly what church teaching is. And so we never like to cross out of that lane, and we're going to stick to investments, but we rely on the experts to tell us what Catholic teaching means. So we don't ever have to interpret it. We rely on theologians to tell us what the church says.
So do you have a working relationship, say, with the USCCB or with, certain bishops in certain dioceses, or how does that work?
Well, the USCCB has tried to be very non-committal and to make sure that they don't step in and say that A is good and B is
uh-huh.
bad.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had to build relationships with individual bishops, and most importantly, we're one of the few firms, in fact, the only one that I'm aware of, that actually employs a moral theologian on staff.
Uh-huh.
So if we have a name that we have a question about, does this come too close to the line or does it cross over, we can go directly to that moral theologian who works out of Catholic University of America and get someone to interpret exactly what Catholic teaching tells us about those topics.
And Catholic University of America, of course, is an arm of the USCCB, the only Catholic university that the USCCB has a direct hand in, I guess.
Exactly. So we get as close as we can without touching that third rail that might jeopardize the neutrality of the bishops.
So you I'm sure there's got to be all kind. You know, I get no end of emails and pop up ads and everything else about X return on your money. Do this, do that. You know, and I'm sure there's some attractive stuff out there that Well, some of it isn't going to be attractive. You never know what the future holds. But when you really examine it, you go, no, we can't go down that path.
Yeah, and a perfect example of that is Amazon. It's a firm that we as an organization owned for many years and made a lot of money investing in Amazon, but we stopped investing with them once they acquired a direct mail pharmaceutical firm.
Mm-hmm.
And that direct mail pharmaceutical firm called PillPack actually distributes abortion drugs mm-hmm. directly to individuals. And so even though in the grand scheme of things, the amount of revenue that a company like Amazon earns from abortion drugs is infinitesimally small. And there are some folks who've said, hey, you know, it's sort of immaterial. I like to tell folks, if I went home and told my wife that I had only been unfaithful to her in our marriage vows for an immaterial amount of time, she should just ignore it. I know what the response I would get
right.
might be. So it's simply something that we've drawn a hard line on, as have the bishops, to say, if you profit directly from abortion, we're not going to invest.
Yeah, yeah, so makes sense. Makes sense. So is this KFC Asset Advisors, is this a new arm of the Knights of Columbus?
It is relatively new. Mm-hmm. We were legally formed in 2014 and began working with institutions in 2015. And it was just last year in 2021 that we began rolling out a program for individual investors. So we can now take this institutional capability that we've been investing since the 1800s and make our own $29 billion experience available to individuals.
And what prompted this?
It was really going back to that fundamental question of how do you help Catholics pursue financial security without abandoning their ethics?
Mm-hmm.
And building this program and putting it together in a way that was sustainable would provide the level of service and support that was needed really took a number of years, and we had to test drive that first before we could roll that out to individuals, even though we've been managing money for, as I said, since the 1800s.
Right.
It's one of those things that you just can't snap your fingers and make it work for anybody everywhere. But now at this point, we're able to take investments as small as $10,000 or even for an IRA account as little as $6,000.
So do you have people out in the field now that, you know, that somebody like in Sacramento or San Francisco or Reno or something could contact?
Absolutely. We have folks, about 150 around the country, who offer direct assistance. And we also have, if you happen to be in an area that doesn't have one of our licensed and trained securities agents available, we have a remote desk based in New Haven that can provide support to anybody so that no one has to say, I couldn't access that that capability.
New Haven's been part of the Knights forever, huh?
Well, we were founded in 1882 by a local parish priest here in New Haven, and we can still see the steeples of that church
Is
from
that
our
right?
headquarters here. And yes, it's a great story. Father Michael McGivney, right. we believe, is on his way to sainthood.
Yeah, yeah, indeed, yeah. And a bunch of primarily Irish at the time, right?
Exactly. The firm, at that point, it was an order, was really a response to what was happening with the Masons and some of the other fraternal organizations that really would tell people, if you'd like to join and have the protection and the benefits of our fraternal organization, you might have to renounce your Catholic values in order to join.
Mm-hmm.
And Father McGivney recognized the dangers to the Catholic family of that and formed his own Catholic fraternal organization so that we could take care of each other and ensure that Catholic families had the financial security that was so at risk at that time.
Tom, in the final minute here, how could if people are listening now and they want more information on this, how could they access it?
KFC Asset Advisors mm-hmm. is our website, and we can connect folks. Although the simplest thing to do is to reach out to your local Knights of Columbus general agent, which is no matter where you are, Sacramento or otherwise, going online is an easy opportunity to find Knights of Columbus, and they'll put you in touch with the right person in the local area.
Very good. How often does somebody type K of C and get Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Well, thankfully, we fixed the website issues so that the Google has now made a nice distinction.
But, oh, good.
I can say that there certainly have been some confusion along the way.
Well, all you got to do is make Colonel Sanders a knight, you know.
Well, were he not already receiving his eternal reward, we could certainly do that.
Tom, I greatly appreciate you taking the time to join us. Thanks for all you do.
Bob, it's been a real pleasure. Thanks so much for the great work you do at Relevant.
Oh, thank you. God bless. That's Tom Duffy, the Vice President of Investment Strategy at Knights of Columbus Asset Advisors. And it's a relatively new program in terms of it's not a new program at Knights of Columbus like so many organizations has invested to make their ability to do things has invested to their money along the way, but now they have field representatives who we'll talk to in a minute that actually help individuals. You can make these investments, and it was interesting to see what he said about investment strategies and it's one of those things that so many people are involved in investing, and Gabe, I'm not at all. I'm investing in my kids' college education. That's where it's all going right now. Many people do, though, and some people just jump on the very first bandwagon that they and without any regard for the moral implications of it. Others, maybe do a little preliminary research and go, well, that sounds okay to me. All they're doing is selling popsicles. At least that's what it looks like. And nothing matter with a popsicle. And then you find out that they're actually owned by a company that's doing something that you greatly disagree with. And sometimes for some people, it's their own moral call. Maybe they don't want to invest in something that deals with tobacco or alcohol. And even though, alcohol consumption is not immoral, it can be in certain instances, but is not immoral. It's not against church teaching. You may have a personal reason why you wouldn't want to do that. Other people want to invest in environmental things, so there's a wide range of things, and it's real interesting to know that there are groups out there, and it's heartening to know that, like the Knights of Columbus, who are doing the heavy lifting for you. And speaking of which, we now are welcoming in Steve Machado, who is the investment advisor representative right here in our area, a knight at St. Paul's on Florin Road here in Sacramento. Steve, good to have you on the program.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for joining us. We ran into each other at the Vocations dinner, and lo and behold, the next Vocations dinner is going to be at St. Paul's.
Yeah, it sure is. More looking forward to that.
Coincidences never cease.
Yeah.
Of course, with God, there are no coincidences. But so,
sure.
Steve, how did you get into the investment advisor business?
Well, I've been employed by the Knights of Columbus full time for 7 years as an insurance agent. And when they opened up this opportunity to us a couple of years ago, I studied, for the exam and passed my Series 65, and now I'm a fiduciary with the Knights of Columbus Asset Advisors.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pretty exciting time for us to be able to bring this opportunity to the Catholics in Sacramento.
So explain your day-to-day life. How do you go about this?
My main objective is just to educate Catholics so they can make educated decisions. So several times a week, I sit down with Catholic families at their kitchen table, and we do what's called a profile. I ask them a bunch of questions so I can kind of get a snapshot of what their situation is, and then I usually take that information back to my office and do some research and put together a financial profile for them. And then we meet up again, and I make proposals based on the things that I've educated them about as far as their retirement planning and things like that.
So give us a, you know, a hypothetical, stereotypical somebody you might meet, and what kind of finance we're talking about, and what their needs might be, what they're looking for.
Well, I mean, we have all ranges, but you know, on the lower end, there's a lot of people who haven't even begun to start saving for retirement,
mm-hmm.
and so you know, we're gonna get them started usually with a Roth IRA, or there are people who have a 401k at work, but they don't know really what they're invested in,
mm-hmm.
or even if that's the best place to put their money at this time. So I educate them on them, and we try and get them on the right track. And then using our model portfolios, we're able to help them out.
So obviously, they're a billion different ways out there. It's always a risk in investments. But if people invest in a lot of things 10 years ago, they probably did very well until maybe recently. How do you tell people, okay, we're only going to invest in certain things? Does that mean necessarily that their return is going to be less?
Well, that's kind of a two-part question. First, you know, we are only investing all of the money that we manage in a Catholic way.
Mm-hmm.
Second is, when we meet with somebody, what we want to do is determine their risk tolerance. So what we do is we give them a six-question test, asking basically the same question in six different ways, and then we can determine what the risk tolerance is. And then based on that, we can put them in the perfect model portfolio that fits their needs.
So a risk assessment in terms of, okay, I want to roll the dice, and somebody else wants just a nice steady 2% return.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, as we're, when we're younger, when we're in our 30s, 40s, even the 20s, we can tolerate the downs like we're having right now. But if you're less than 5 years from retirement, you really can't handle what's going on right now in the market. And we want to make sure that, as you're closer to retirement, you're in the right risk tolerance versus some people who are in their 20s and 30s, their thinking is, well, I got to invest conservatively, when really that might not be the best option for them because they don't understand that, hey, you've got 40 years to watch this roller coaster go up and down.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, it just comes back down to just educating Catholics so they make educated decisions.
Do people get into the details of what it is you're investing in and what not, and why you don't invest in certain ones and why you do invest? Well, there's two parts to that, really. We know some of the clear red flags, things you would not invest in. Is the flip side of that also true, things that you really want to invest in, or are they just not objectionable?
Well, at Knights Quest as advisors, we like to say that we're not Catholic theologians, that we just follow the guidelines of the Conference of Catholic Bishops,
right,
and let them determine what's proper and not proper.
Correct. But the question I'm asking is, we know that there are things where you wouldn't, because they're morally wrong, you wouldn't invest in them. But are there other things you want to invest in because they're so positive, or just because they don't have a negative?
Well, you would be surprised how many companies that we are invested in that maybe you thought maybe we wouldn't be invested in, but they meet the criteria of the Conference of Catholic Bishops.
Sure.
So to answer your question, we are trying to maximize our return. So we haven't, 40 people in our securities office and working in the bonds who are actively managing these and doing the best they can, just like every other investment company. We just have one thing. We just can't invest in those things that go against our Catholic values.
Right. I guess my point was, if there were two companies and they both sell hamburgers and they're they're clean, you know, they're not doing anything morally objectionable. But I learned that one of them is given 30% of their profits to feed the homeless. I might rather be with the one that's given 30% of their profits to feed the homeless.
You know, that would be a question for Tom to answer.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah. Very good. Well, how can people avail themselves if they want to get in touch with you folks?
So you can go to Knights of Columbus Asset Advisors online, mm-hmm. or you could call me directly at 916-802-2587, or you can email me at steve.machado@kofc.org.
Very good. Give that email again.
steve.machado@kofc.org.
Very good. Steve, thanks so much for taking the time to join us and explaining all this very, very, very interesting financial world you're in. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks for inviting me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. God bless. That's Steve Machado, Investment Advisor Representatives for Knights of Columbus Asset Advisors. We'll take a quick break. Back with more on the Bishop's Hour right after this. This portion of the Bishop's Hour is brought to you by a grant from the St. Vincent de Paul Society. Drop by and shop at the thrift store, a beautiful, beautiful thrift store at 2275 Watt Avenue. Open Mondays through Saturdays from 10 to 8 and Sundays from 11 to 6. They also accept donations at the store, donations of furniture, appliances, clothing, books, everyday household items. Your donations help to fund the many projects of the St. Vincent de Paul Society throughout the Diocese of Sacramento. Do such wonderful, wonderful work, and the thrift store is one of the ways they raise the funds to help people throughout the diocese, and also many of their clients are able to access the thrift store for items that they need. You can give them a call. They will come pick it up as well, but you can give them a call. They're at 916-972-1212. And remember, again, the thrift store is open 7 days a week at 2275 Watt Avenue right here in Sacramento. Well, Bishop Soto refers to Christ the King Retreat Center as the jewel of the diocese, and indeed it is. What a beautiful oasis it is. It's located in Citrus Heights, right in the hustle and bustle of the city, and you feel like you're getting away from it all when you turn off the main road and just come into Christ the King Passionist Retreat Center. Christ the King has served Northern California and the Diocese of Sacramento for over 60 years through parish weekend retreats, individual spiritual direction, and a variety of other programs. For information on all the programs that they offer, including residential programs, give them a call. They're at 916-725-4720, or you can visit them at 6520 Van Maren Lane in Citrus Heights. And we certainly thank the St. Vincent de Paul Society and Christ the King Passionist Retreat Center for their fine and longstanding support of the Bishop's Hour.
This is Julie Sly, editor of Atlet Herald Magazine, and you're listening to the Bishop's Hour with Bob Dunning.
Thank you, Julie. Julie just won a big award from a Catholic Press Association or some such organization for her writing, and we're going to get her on. She's in the next week or two to tell you about it. Well, she probably, you know, she's very humble, but she's a great, great writer, great editor, and we will tell you all about it. But she won a big award, big writing award. Well, St. Francis Catholic High School has announced that Dr. Fadia Desmond is its new president and CEO. Desmond has previously served at St. Francis as assistant principal from 2015 to 2018, spent her last 4 years at Jesuit High School in the same role. She will take over this month, and St. Francis says they are thrilled to invite her to welcome her home. According to Desmond, she says, "My great joy and privilege to be named the next president of St. Francis Catholic High School, serving the students of St. Francis and partnering with their families in the formation of confident, capable, faith-filled, and loving young women is an honor. Our school community has a rich history in Sacramento and a legacy of graduates who are an integral part of the St. Francis family. With God at the heart of all we do, this is a time of growth and reimagination for St. Francis. It is the gift of a lifetime to lead St. Francis High School in carrying out its mission of educating young women to lead lives of faith, excellence, leadership, and service. With gifted faculty and staff who are central to the life of the school, coupled with immensely talented students, there is tremendous potential for growth and vitality. Dr. Desmond is a shining example of the Catholic school environment. She has a PhD in education from UC Davis, a master's from Stanford. She received her bachelor's from UCLA and is a graduate of Marymount High School in Los Angeles. She said, I hold deep gratitude for Bishop Soto, Executive Director of Catholic Schools, Katie Parada, the Board of Trustees, and the Hiring Committee for entrusting me with the responsibilities of president. It is an honor to serve with and for them. The Presidential Search Committee launched an exhaustive nationwide search in January of 2022. The process included rigorous interviews, input and review by faculty and staff, community stakeholders, and the Board of Trustees. The committee spent a lot of time trying to find the right leader to move St. Francis Catholic High School forward, and they found her right here in Sacramento at Jesuit, although she had been at St. Francis previously. St. Francis Catholic High School is the largest all-girls Catholic high school west of the Mississippi River. Wow. Academically rigorous, with full accreditation from the Western Association of Schools and Colleges and a member of the National Coalition of Girls Schools, St. Francis draws students from more than 100 area schools across five primary counties in the greater Sacramento region. St. Francis has 11,000-plus alumni, strong and growing. So welcome to Dr. Fadia Desmond. I look forward to getting her on the program in the next few weeks when she's had a chance to settle into her job. We'll look forward to getting her on the program. You know, I was looking through do a lot of Catholic reading, most of it out of interest, but some of it in preparation for this show. And I ran across a great article by Laura Fanucci, who is a national writer and has a lot to say on a lot of a layperson, a lot of interesting articles, and she's an author, speaker. Has written a couple of books, Everyday Sacrament, The Messy Grace of Parenting, and interesting piece, and I'll share some of it with you. It appealed to me because I'm a sports fan. Catching God at the ball field. As a mother of five boys, I have spent countless nights at baseball fields, but never have I glimpsed God in the dugout until tonight. Can I confess that I was bored by my own son's game, bored only because his team was winning and he'd finished pitching, so my attention wandered for a moment, long enough to catch a shout I'd never heard from the sidelines on the next field. I love you. I'm so proud of you. You're doing it. What shocked me was that such enthusiasm came not from a fellow parent in the bleachers, but a coach hanging on the backstop. I love you, he called again through the chain link fence, this time to another player stepping up to the plate. I see you. I'm here for you. The dad sitting next to me heard it too. He turned around, startled by the strangeness. Youth sports is now the thorny terrain of adult tantrums and parental outbursts, not often pure outpourings of love or grace. But grace it was. Ball cup slung backward, sunglasses shading the setting sun, thick arms hanging on the backstop, enthusiasm pouring on every 8-year-old like it was game 7 of the World Series. She goes on to say, often we picture God like an umpire crouching down whenever we step up to the plate, waiting to call strikes and outs, watching for the least infraction. But ours is a God of justice and mercy, not simply the judge with the rule book and the last word, but also love incarnate, calling each of us by name, rejoicing in all we can be. Indeed, he knows the hairs on our head. He can count them. Those are my words, not hers. But indeed, he does. The word enthusiasm means to be inhabited by God, the delightful indwelling when divine love and joy spark to life within us. Electric with possibility, I saw enthusiasm personified on the ball field tonight, and it was contagious. The dad next to me let out a low whistle of admiration. Wish I'd had a coach like that when I was a kid. The grandparents to my left nodded too. We need more of these, of that. We need more of that these days. Christ plays in 10,000 places, wrote the Jesuit poet Gerard Manley Hopkins. He might never have met the Little League dugout. He might never have meant the Little League dugout, but I caught a glimpse of God tonight on the sidelines, and I will not soon forget such rare and unceasing joy. Wow. Just a great, great story. Well, we're pleased to welcome to the microphone, although it's by phone, Judy Martinez from the Sacramento Catholic Women. Judy, good day to you. Judy, are you with us?
I am.
Oh, there you go. Hello. Now I can hear you. Yes.
Oh, I need to speak up.
Speak up.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's my pleasure, Bob. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to have you on. You are part of this wonderful Walking with Mary retreat that is going to take place on Saturday, August 27. It's by the Diocesan Council of Catholic Women. It'll take place at St. Mel's Parish on 4748 Pennsylvania Avenue in Fair Oaks from 8:30 in the morning till 1:30 p.m. You know, I had the great pleasure to address this group. Oh, it must have been 15 years ago. It was at the old Sacramento Inn. And it was such a wonderful group. Bishop Wiegand was there, I don't remember all the details, but I remember the food was good.
always. That's important.
And there weren't a whole lot of men in the room.
Well, it is the Council of Catholic Women, so, you know, there you go.
Yeah. Tell us about this group. It's a very long-standing group in this diocese.
It really is. You know, I think this is our 90th year in Sacramento. Yes, to be under, it's under the National Council of Catholic Women, which originated 101 years ago. And I was fortunate to attend the last two conventions with the national group. Last in 21 was in Washington, D.C., and then 2 years before that was in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And what an inspiration to go to these conventions. And, of course, the first one was prior to COVID, and there were 700 women in the room. And amazing to be so involved with so many beautiful characters, you know, their value systems, and just, oh, they're so dedicated and just so kind and loving. And it's just an inspiration being surrounded by all these good Catholic women.
So I know, I was afraid you were going to say you attended the first one, and I'm going, no.
Oh, no.
It's not possible.
My first one I got to go.
So 101 years ago, we're talking about 1921. Tell us about what was the original mission? What was the original thinking in forming this group?
Well, you know, women's suffrage, 1920.
Mm-hmm.
So,
uh-huh.
Women were ready to be heard and to say, hey, we have something to say and we have something to offer and to serve. And the bishops, actually, the Council of Bishops are actually the ones who started the National Council. Mm-hmm. And they just saw a need for the nurturing and the softness of a woman and children, and our parishes need to have, both sides, right?
Right.
So, yeah, that was it was a big step in the right direction. And we had some women here in Sacramento that 10 years later, they're like, we can do this, you know, we're on board. And that's when they originated the Sacramento Diocesan Council.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been going on for a long time. And unfortunately, now that all the women work and are preoccupied with so many things, trying to keep their children under tow, you know, we used to be able to tell our kids, go play outside, right? And now it's not that easy for the moms. And that's why I find it so important. We want to reach out to our young moms that are missing out on coming to these events and joining the councils, because they don't have time, and they're used to two or three computers in front of their face, right, and doing multitask all day long, and so they just don't have the time to go to a meeting and hear who raised funds for, you know, selling cookies and cakes for the children that need shoes. They would rather just, how much do you need, and I'll Venmo you a check. That's why we decided this year, instead of having the typical protocol of business meetings and all the introductions and the, just all the business stuff that goes into these meetings, it can be boring, let's face it. If you're not involved and you don't know all these women that have been serving, and you know, you really don't have time to listen to all their things. You'd rather see it on the internet or something. So, but what they're missing, we believe, is in their homes, having that faith in their homes. And as a matter of fact, I was just telling my son last 2 weeks ago when he was here visiting that I think that was one of the things I failed in raising my three children, that I wish I had a more faithful-ridden family home life.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, they all went to catechism and we went to church on Sundays, but I was a convert at 18 when we got married, so I didn't know how I could have influenced them even more and had a more holy home, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I look back, even though they did a pretty good job, they all turned out wonderful, but they're not all going to church regularly, and, you know, maybe I missed the boat there. So, yeah, I think we mature women have something to offer the young ones. So, that's our goal.
Well, you spoke to my generation when you used the term catechism. I say catechism all the time, and people look at me like, "Well, yeah, there is the catechism." And I said, "No, it was called catechism." That's I went to public schools because we didn't have a Catholic school in our little town, and we had catechism class on Saturday morning, and of course we just called it catechism. It was an hour of instruction and then Holy Mass, you know, and I remember on Saturday mornings, I, you know, of course, wanted to get up and listen to the Notre Dame game on the radio. We didn't have a TV I'd sneak my transistor radio into catechism. But sometimes you'd be lying in bed praying, please don't have Mom wake up. Let Mom sleep in, God, on Saturday morning. She needs it. My mom was worked nights as a nurse, and I said, you know, she needs to sleep in, God. She'd always manage to wake up. I don't know who I was praying to.
I know. She had that alarm set.
Yeah, but she made sure we got the catechism. That's
right.
That's for sure. But
you know,
you're right. As a parent of, I'm a parent of six, and you want to raise them the right way in God's eyes, you know, and you want to get them all to heaven, and yet, you know, there's all these conflicts and challenges and things in the world, I feel like you do. I feel like they're all great kids, and yet you want to be sure that. I think we'll always second guess ourselves with that, you know. But you do the best you can, and you pray hard.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, this is just such a great organization, and I'm so sorry that so many women are missing out on the group meetings now. Unfortunately, even our Sacramento Deanery has folded. There just isn't the interest, and everybody got old that was so involved before, and then they weren't really savvy with all the technical internet and emails and getting the word out. And so I hear this throughout the diocese. They're all struggling to get our Catholic women together. And so I was so fortunate to meet with our beautiful Vice Chancellor Chantel Levine.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, she was such an
inspiration. Isn't she wonderful?
Oh, she really is. And I literally was ready to throw the towel in. And I've been on these councils and boards for many years. And I just had given up because there was just no response. And didn't know how to turn it around or what to do. And so she said, Judy, don't give up. Don't give up. Let's still plan on having a convention, and I'll talk to my staff, and I'll get back to you. And bless her heart, she met with me a few times, and then she actually hosted our board of directors, and their advice with wonderful Brian Visitation.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you did, and yeah, he's great too.
Oh, they just have helped us so much. And she said, you know what? We talked about it here with the staff, and they said, why don't we just forgo the protocol and just have a beautiful retreat?
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, we still, after COVID, people need to socialize. We're missing out on our socialization skills and building more new friendships. And just, you know, it empowers you to be involved with these groups, and we have a lot of programs that we get involved in and serve. So Catholic Relief Society, all the Catholic
mm-hmm.
Programs are all affiliated with us. So I'm just praying that this is going to work, that we're going to get some warm bodies over at St. Mel's on the 27th.
Now, you have some great guest speakers lined up.
Oh, we certainly do. We actually saw them. A few of us went to a retreat or a workshop at Holy Trinity in mm-hmm. El Dorado Hills mm-hmm. in February, I guess it was. And, this mother-daughter team, they're actually out of Orange County, and mm-hmm. they're the founders of Faith and Family Collective. And they've been doing this for many years. They were such an inspiration, so knowledgeable, so faithful, and yet funny and entertaining, and it just made for a lovely day. And Nicole and I and Elizabeth that went together, we said, we need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies are ready to get out of the house. We've been isolated, and we need something fun. And It was just great. And of course they had, like, what we're following the lead with mimosa welcome in the morning with some pastries, and then we'll have the women of the year throughout the parishes, the diocese that were selected in 2020.
Okay.
And so we're going to give them their certificates and introduce them, take just a brief, maybe 10 minutes, and have them stand up there with us, and then we will have a hall of fame, is what I'm calling a corner, where we'll have a gallery with all their 8x10 pictures and some their biographies, and so people can come up and take time and read that and see.
Oh, very good.
So what they've all accomplished. And our honorary lifetime member, unfortunately, we lost this past year, Irene Lohmeyer out of Lake Tahoe.
Mm-hmm.
Would you believe it, Bob? She served 46 years.
Wow.
Service to the church. Yes. Yeah. So it's unfortunate she's not here, but it will be posthumously given to her.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lillian Ma, who has served, what has hers? They both have just huge numbers. And she's also been on every council and board and so forth for 40 years. Just unbelievable women. So great role models, great influence.
Boy, what I'd give to go back 90 years and interview some of the founders.
Oh,
What they had in mind and what they planned and what their first event was, they served. That would be great fun.
I do have a yearbook I purchased from, and it is available from the NCCW, And it is the whole 100 years in this yearbook with all the original members and lots of history and information.
I'll get a copy of that. Available online, I presume.
It is at nccw.org.
Oh, I'll get a hold of them, and that would be great history to. Explain the actual day, Saturday, August 27, 8:30 to 1:30. Will it, in addition to Pam Hurwitz and Jillian Rhodes, the mm-hmm. Faith and Family Collective, what else will happen during the day?
Well, our theme that we chose is Walking with Mary. And we will have stations where there will be different stories about Mary that we might not even know all of them. Mm-hmm. And we will have the opportunity to kind of compare our lives, today's modern moms, with Mary, our mother. So I think it'll be a fascinating journey, and there will be six on one end inside in the hall, and if it's not too blistering hot, we'll have six other stations right outside in that beautiful patio they have.
Yes, it's a beautiful sight, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I'm so, so blessed that they have allowed us to use it. Father Cantwell was so happy. Mm-hmm. Couldn't believe it. Yeah, so it will be really a nice, like I say, you know, I mean, all of us moms can relate to Mary, the undoer of knots. How many times do we have knots in our lives we're called on? So, yeah, just all the wonderful stories. And then I think it's a great time for just, you know, all my Christian friends. I told them, you don't have to be Catholic. We all are believers. And I think it's a good opportunity to learn why we honor Mary so much. So many of them think that, you know, we worship and idolize. And it's like, no. You come and get to know her, and I think you'll understand, you know, a little bit more why we put our faith in her, just like my kids would come to me an interceptor when they would do something naughty, and I would, you know, approach Dad when he was in a good mood and kind of, tread the water there for them. And Mary does the same thing for us, and that's right.
My mom used to say, when God closes a door, Mary opens a window.
Yeah. Is that right? I'll have to remember that.
So, that's great. And she was a convert, you know.
A
convert never misses sending their kids to catechism on Saturday morning, I'll tell you.
Well, even my husband, who was a cradle Catholic, though, he made sure, and actually even with our grandchildren, he would drive across town. He always reminded them to pick them up, and then he'd bring them over here. We'd go to Our Lady of Grace.
Oh, wow, in West Sacramento.
And Holy Cross, and so he would get them and bring them to what he called catechism, and so he reminded them.
Well, that's two great parishes.
Why are you in church?
I love Our Lady of Grace there. It's such a... that church actually was, I believe, moved from one of the air bases.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, in other words, it wasn't constructed on the spot. I'm pretty sure it was a chapel at, and I don't know if it was Beale or McClellan, or it was a chapel somewhere and was moved to that site. That was my understanding. I could be wrong, but.
Interesting. Well, I know the family gave the property for the church, so it makes more sense there.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Did you know what the name of the family?
I think it was the Peraltas.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Enlarged. They have a large other names there, too. But, I think so. And I know the trouble with our church is we're separate from our hall. And that
I remember one time I was asked to emcee the vocations dinner. And they said it was going to be at Our Lady of Grace. And I said, oh, I know. You need directions. I said, no, I don't need any directions. I know right where it is, you know.
Oh.
And it wasn't. It was out in the country, you know.
Yeah, 3 more miles down the road.
Yeah, right. I eventually got there.
That's really difficult to have fellowship.
Yeah.
And, you know, just have nice little things after church, if unless the weather's perfect, we can do it outside. But that's, yeah, it's we've been hoping and been promised a new church for many, many, many years, but I haven't heard anything yet about anything, any construction, so I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you're right there in the shadow of the Tower Bridge.
Yes, we are. We're absolutely. Yeah, not just right over the river. We're easy to find.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah.
Judy, how could people sign up for this, or do you need them to sign up?
Well, there is a website there on the diocese, and they can go to that.
If you go to scd.org, mm-hmm. And then check events, it will give you all the information about.
And if you put in Walking with Mary, right. That also comes up.
Right.
So, yeah, that's really good. And then if they do need to, let me see, it's sdccwwalkingwithmary.b=boy, p=peter, t=tom.me. And that will take them right to the form. We're also looking for sponsors and supporters, of course. To help pay for this,
sure.
We'll have a beautiful lunch by Randy Peters Catering. And, so if they get their tickets before the 20th, you'll save $10. They're $40.
Mm-hmm.
And then after July 20th, they're going to be $50.
Okay.
So it's a good thing to go ahead and get that ticket right away. And then they can always mail in something. We've got forms, or they can even email me, and I'll make sure and send them a form if they're not doing internet.
Well, I'm going to, I know when you said, people, non-Catholics, I've had that question many times. People say, what's the deal about Mary? What, you guys in Mary?
Mm-hmm.
And I say, yeah, well, she's a saint. Mm-hmm. She's our good friend. We don't worship her, but we do certainly revere her, and we do pray for her intercession. So I think I should pray to Mary for the great success of this event.
Absolutely. I'm sure she will be there with us, honoring us and the Holy Spirit. And, it's kind of just led me. I don't know how I got this position in the first place, and I just said, okay,
I'll do it.
Yeah, I just called it. You know what, Judy, you can do it, and boy, has it ever been a huge task.
Yes.
But, I don't give up easily, so although I did have a meeting, and only one other person showed up, and that was my vice president, and it was pretty pathetic that I had bought donuts and had coffee ready and set up the table and chairs in the parish center, and no one showed up. So that was the last straw. I thought, okay, the bishops are in charge of this. I'm going to Bishop Jaime and see what he can do. And sure enough, Gloria contacted Chantel and got us back on our feet.
So. Oh, that's great. Well, anytime you have extra donuts, give me a call. I'll be happy to help.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll keep that in mind. Absolutely, yes. And if I could just ask your listeners to pray to Mary for us and to have a successful event here for all the women, just to feel good about themselves and reward themselves with a nice afternoon and be inspired.
Well, for sure you'll have my prayers, and I'm sure many others now.
No, thank you. I appreciate that so much.
Well, Judy, it's such a joy talking to you. I hope our paths cross again one day soon. And best wishes. This is just a great success, and really kickstarts it into being an even bigger success in the future.
Oh, thank you, Bob. God bless you, and thank you so much. And all of you there on the air and Relevant Radio and 1620 and Egypt, they're all my buddies. So
so glad to hear it. Well, God bless you and all the great women there, and we'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Judy. That's Judy Martinez, who's the president of the Sacramento Catholic Women. Again, their event, Walking with Mary, a retreat by the Sacramento Diocesan Council of Catholic Women, Saturday, August 27th, 8:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. They're transforming their normal annual convention into a time to walk with Mary in prayer. It'll features a champagne lunch and inspiring mother-daughter guest speakers, Pam Hurwitz and Jillian Rhodes, who are the founders of Faith and Family Collective. This event aims to provide women of all ages an opportunity to pause, reflect, recharge, connect with other women, and grow in their faith and relationship with God. And we all benefit from slowing down a bit and learning how to walk with Mary in faith. That's going to do it for us for today. Thanks for listening. God bless everyone. We'll talk to you again soon. This portion of the Bishop's Hour is brought to you by a grant from the Mercy Foundation, enriching lives in the Sacramento region through Sisters of Mercy ministries in healthcare, education, housing, and the care for the poor and elderly. For the Mercy Foundation, philanthropy is one of the most powerful expressions of compassion and love. Just as many people in our community need a hand, countless others are reaching out to them with comfort and hope. You can express your care and concern for the less fortunate with a gift to the Mercy Foundation. You can give them a call, 916-851-2700. That's 916-851-2700. And you can be confident that fully 100% of your contribution will support the Sisters of Ministry of Mercy Ministry or ministries that you choose. And what a wonderful treasure Easter's Catholic Books and Gifts has been for all of us here in the diocese as they transition into new ownership and management. They continue to offer wonderful workshops, wonderful resources for the Catholic community throughout the Diocese of Sacramento. Not only does Easter's provide a wide array of Catholic books, both current releases and longtime classics, but they also sponsor a number of valuable workshops and lectures throughout the year. They're located at 6916 Sunrise Boulevard in Citrus Heights. Give them a call, 916-338-7272. We also receive a generous underwriting support by Crumley & Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services. If you have questions about retirement, Crumley & Associates can help you with their confident retirement approach that can help define a clear roadmap to get you where you want to go. You can contact them, get all the details at Crumley & Associates, 7956 California Avenue in Fair Oaks. They're at 916-638-4600. That's 916-638-4600. And we are certainly appreciative of the fine and longstanding support of the Mercy Foundation, of Easter's Catholic Books and Gifts, and of Crumley and Associates. We'd like to thank all the wonderful people and organizations, businesses in town and throughout the Diocese of Sacramento who have provided underwriting for the Bishop's Hour, some in the last few years, some have been with us for a very long time. If you would like to be an underwriter for the Bishop's Radio Hour, it's a wonderful opportunity to support this mission and also to support the diocese and also to get some recognition for your organization or for your business. The easiest way to do this is to give us a shout, send us an email, radio@scd.org, and we can give you all the details about helping to underwrite the Bishop's Radio Hour. Again, that's radio@scd.org.
To the cross I look, and to the cross I cling. Of its suffering I do drink, of its work I do sing. On it my Savior, both bruised and crushed, showing that God is love and God is just. At the cross you beckon. survive.